This is a sitting meditation. So inviting you to settle into your chair with your feet on the floor, preferably with shoes off, and even better with bare feet. This meditation is quite nice to do outside in the natural light, but can also be done in a room with plenty of artificial light too. So just becoming aware of our body sitting here. Being present and maybe just scanning the body briefly from our feet up to our head. Just becoming very present in each part of our body. So acknowledging each part of our body as we move our awareness upwards. No need to dwell in each part too long, just a brief awareness of how it's positioned and how it relates to the other parts of your body. Allowing the breath to be natural. And if you can, allowing in the possibility of sitting as upright as you can with your spine as straight as possible. If this creates more tension, it doesn't matter, just sit in the chair as comfortably as you can. This means laying back in the chair slightly, just maybe adjusting yourself so you've got a cushion between yourself and the back of the chair. And so by now you may have reached the head. And with your eyes closed, the invitation is to notice the light that is surrounding your head. If you like, you can lift your chin up slightly so that your eyes are slightly tilted upwards. And allowing, whether it's the natural light or the artificial light, to flood into your face. To allow the light in. Taking light in through the crown. Through your eyelids. Through your mouth. Through your ears, your nose. Just find out which is easiest for you. I personally find the crown and the eyelids the easiest. But just experiment, be playful. And so allowing the light to fill the top of the head, the scalp, and particularly the area behind your eyes. The space behind your face. This space inside your head, allow it to be filled with white light. You may notice a slight smile emerging on your face. Maybe you'd like to bring a smile to your face purposefully. And notice how that makes you feel. Breathing. Breathing with the comfort of this light filling your head space. Noticing all tension draining away from the outer surfaces of your face. Maybe other parts of your body are starting to relax and release tension too. And so now, let's see if we can breathe some of this light down through the neck and into the tops of the shoulders. And just allowing that light to gently seep downwards to saturate the tissue, to saturate the muscles. Notice what's happening in your heart space as you do this. Notice your smile on your face. Notice your breath. What's happening to it? allowing the white light now to gradually spread outwards across your shoulders and begin to seep downwards, down your arms and into your hands, into your fingers. Perhaps out of the end of your fingers. And so in this way, we are connecting with the world outside, connecting inner and outer worlds. Light streaming in through the top of our head, streaming through our bodies, streaming out of our fingers. And bringing a deep state of tranquility wherever this light goes. So enjoying this connection with the light. Allowing it to flow freely. Perhaps you can take it with your breath to wherever you want to go in your body. And if you feel you're losing the light at any point, just returning back to your head, which is probably still quite full of light, and taking that light energy and taking it downwards once more, through the neck, into the shoulders, around the collarbone, around the ribs, around the breastbone. Gently surrounding the lungs. And down into the organs of the abdomen. Just seeing how far from the top of your head you can stay with this light. How far can you take it? Just being comfortable with however far you get. It's not competition, as you'll see in a moment. It's not the be-all and end-all if you only get to your chest. Breathing in this light, allowing your body to expand full of this light. And if you can, extend the light downwards through the pelvis, through the legs, and to the feet. For most of us, though, we'll find it difficult to imagine the light dropping deeper than about our chest or abdomen. And so now we're going to meet this energy with an upward energy from our feet, taking awareness to the soles of your feet and the line where the feet meets the ground. Moving your awareness across that line back and forth. Feeling a connection with the earth. Breathing with that connection. And now envisioning, just like a tree, your feet putting down roots into the ground. One major tap root, anchoring you. And lots of little outward shooting roots that are stabilizing you. So that when the wind blows, you remain upright, even if you give slightly to the wind. Maybe move to this effect and feel that your feet are anchored in one position, allowing the upper body to sway slightly in the wind, but allowing the lower body to be anchored. And so feeling these roots bringing up energy from the earth, breathing that energy in, feeling the sense of stability and the energy coming upwards through your legs. The energy coming up from the ground, mixing and mingling with the light energy coming from the top of your head. Feeling the different qualities of each. The strength and robustness and the stability from the ground. The resilience. And the relaxation, the calmness. And perhaps you perceive a sense of love coming with the light. And so filling your body with light is connecting with a sense of love. little more difficult, but maybe you also perceive this love coming from the ground. And so as we sit here, our bodies are filled with rejuvenating light and strength from both above and below. And relaxing back in a state of broad awareness and basking in that for a few minutes.